Colin Cordillo, the reigning Big Ten Freshman of the Week, joins me here today on the program. Colin, thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. Thank you for having me.
So, Colin, freshman year here at Rutgers, first game, no points at all. But since then, 9 goals in 5 games, 2 separate hat tricks. You pick up that Big Ten Freshman of the Week honors. How have you been able to turn things around for Rutgers in a really fascinating way? Or as a freshman, you're contributing to a really strong offense recently?
Honestly, I can only thank the seniors and the leaders around me. They've really been great mentors. And have truly showed me the ropes of what it means to be a Rutgers lacrosse player on and off the field. And I really attribute my success to them and my teammates.
So, Colin, you know, with that in mind, that third game of the year versus Army, a really tough loss, 16-7. Following that, you get 3 straight wins, a 13-5 win at Loyola, a 13-8 win versus Hofstra, dominating 17-5 victory versus Detroit Mercy. In that span, you have really roared back after that week 3 loss to the Black Knights. How has this team been doing it? But again, you've been in the mix of that recent success. How have you been able to, you know, pair yourself with this team in this really great span of lacrosse in these past couple weeks?
Honestly, I think that Army game, we didn't show our best. We didn't play what we're capable to be. And I think these past couple of weeks have just been us proving to ourselves and proving to the media and everybody around us that we're a very good team. And I think we're posed to do great things throughout the year.
So even though you lost that game 16-7 to Army, you had a hat trick in that game. Last Saturday, you beat up on Hofstra. That was also a hat trick game. How have you been able to be so versatile and so important to this team, either in great wins or tough losses?
Again, I think like the guys on the field around me, the other 5 starters around me, they really complement the way I play, from guys like Jack Amon, Shane Knobloch, Ross, Tanner, Dante. I think we're a unit as 6, and no matter who's getting the points, who's scoring the goals, we're doing it as a unit, we're doing it as a team. And no one performance really stands out because if I'm having success or Shane's having success, it's because everybody's doing the things around them to get them open and get them those goals.
So, you know, you mentioned Ross Scott, Shane Knobloch, Dante Kulis, Jack Amon, the 4 more veteran players on this team, Ross Scott especially. You know, something I've noticed a lot about not just the upperclassmen, but the freshmen especially, this team is very close. It's a very close-knit group team. This is season after season. This is not new for Rutgers men's lacrosse in 2024. How have some of these older guys, how have they welcomed you into this program, and how have they been these big, you know, mentors for you in such a short period of time?
Honestly, like over the summer, since I'm a New Jersey kid, I'm pretty close by to Rutgers. I was able to come lift the team to use some of the facilities, and some of the guys were already lifting, doing things day in, day out that I was able to learn from, such as Ross and some of the other seniors. But I think the biggest thing has just been like the mentoring off the field, like taking us out to meals, coming with us to the dining halls, and just being a friend, being good teammates. And I think that's how we've become so close.
Take me through, you know, your transition period here to Rutgers. Again, you're a freshman, you're new here. You've only played a couple games so far on the bench, but you're standing out in really big ways so far. How has Coach Brian Brecht played a role in that transition for you to Rutgers? And how has this been overall for you, where you're getting starting minutes, you're scoring big goals, you're playing a big role so far early in the year? How would you summarize your Rutgers experience so far?
Summarize my Rutgers experience. It's been unbelievable. It's been a dream come true for me. Ever since I was a little kid, I've dreamt of playing Rutgers lacrosse. And it's honestly just been surreal. I'm super stoked to be here. Just really excited to be a part of this team, be with all the guys. And I can't thank Coach Brecht and the entire coaching staff enough.
So, you know, you mentioned that you want to play here at Rutgers since you were very young. How come to Rutgers and stay in state?
So for me, all 3 of my uncles played here. My dad played here. For me, Rutgers is a big legacy. My older brother's here, Brady. And it's always felt like home. My coming to the game since I was a kid, being in Shai Stadium, even last year, like over the past couple of years coming to the games, Rutgers has always just felt like home to me.
And look, I mean, this game on Sunday versus Princeton, it's a big home matchup where all the alumni, I'm sure your family is going to be there as well to cheer on you guys. Last year versus Princeton, a really great matchup. Rutgers was down, they came back, forced overtime, and they eventually, won the game in overtime thanks to Dante Culus. This is a huge, huge game going in. And talking with Brian Cameron last year, he told me a lot about, what goes into this matchup season after season when it comes to alumni and beating Princeton and what have you. How have the preparations been entering this year's matchup versus Princeton, where it's at home again? And at the same time, how are the alumni, your family, friends, what have you, how are they trying to rally you guys to a second straight win over the Tigers in 2 years?
So, I mean, I know going into Princeton, I think it's the 101st meeting. This has been a long rivalry coming. Having that Tots Meischel Cup in New Brunswick right now, it means more. It just means something to have that cup in our locker room, be around it. Just again, going against Princeton, getting a win, all the alumni, honestly, their mentality, just go out and win. Like, go as hard as you can for 60 minutes, win that game, bring the cup back, bring the cup back into the locker room. And I think that's been a thing like we've been preaching as a team all week. Coach Breck has really been talking about a lot that we want that cup to stay in New Brunswick.
If you beat Princeton and let's say you beat UMass next week at Farmingdale High School, you'll enter Big Ten play with another strong record entering conference action. Even though that was the case, injuries, what have you, 2023 was not the best season for Rutgers men's lacrosse in Big Ten play. How can you turn things around, have a bounce back year in conference action following these non-conference games? And how can this matchup on Sunday be a preview of what Rutgers could do, maybe even similar to 2022?
I think Princeton, obviously a great team, went up against North Carolina and Duke in the ACC Powers last week, beat North Carolina. They're a very prominent team. I think going into this weekend, I think this could only propel us with a win. And going into Big Ten play, going against UMass next week, all these games are very important games to where we want to go and what we want to be. So just taking it week by week, trying to win each individual day before the matchup and then winning the game on that day. I think that's all we can do.
Colin Cardilla, 9 goals in 5 games as a freshman here on the Banks. And the Scholar Knights looking to pick up a fourth straight win this weekend when they play Princeton at SHI Stadium. Colin, thanks so much for coming on today's program and all the best this weekend.
It was a pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me.